said that I stole your check. What kind of check you get?
My Emily check.
Your what?
My Emily check.
Your Emily's check?
Yeah.
Oh, you get a stimulus?
Yeah, it's
a You must have had a job or something. You got a stimulus check. So who stole your stimulus check?
My mama.
She did. What kind of check?
My Emily check.
What up, y'all? This is RT3 telling y'all to check out the dopest site that is Nappy Afro for everything from reviews, music, podcasts, and more. Check out the dopest site that is nappyafro.com.
Yo, what's up, world? This Pug Zadders, a.k.a. Euro P, a.k.a. Mr. Iridium, live from Chicago. And you know you got to roll with nappyafro.com. Everything you need, hip-hop, soul, dope music, dope blogs, dope requests, dope stuff. That's all I got to say. I'm out of here.
It's MJ Money9S. A bitch, I might be. I just want to say shout out to Queen Germ and King Germ. Keep up the good shit. Shout out to Star Right, even though he don't fuck with the podcast no more. Say fuck Stacks, because he a bitch ass, pussy ass, fuck nigga. And I'm out.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. Pod Girly, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you boring, inconsistent, lazy, don't own your own master podcast, to keep the noise down while I take my robe off so I can show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the problematic yet well-spoken, to always be shopping, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. My Cups Runneth Over, a.k.a. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, a.k.a. My Afro Is My Halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all is none other than your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader that you use. We're on all of them, so there's no excuses that we don't get good ratings. We also have a voicemail where you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show, like the ones you heard at the beginning. Don't forget, we got a Patreon where you can join for as little as a dollar and get shouted out on the show, like our latest Patreon. I mean, he's no stranger to the show, Ruler Myself. So you can be just like Ruler Myself and get shouted out by joining Nappy Afro Patreon and supporting all things Nappy Afro. It's some dope shit over there, man. Just go check it out. And don't forget, the easiest way you can help us out is by liking it, retweeting it, sharing it, telling a friend, spreading the word about the Frocast. We really would appreciate it. Now that we got the pandering out the way, I would like to tell y'all the strain of this week is some presidential OG. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we'll be talking on this week while we're doing the show. Some presidential OG. But since we got that out the way, Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. You know, always working, you know, trying to balance this whole teaching life with the homeschooling, because now it's starting to be crunch time. We got less than 3 weeks left in the 9 weeks, and it's going to be officially summer break for the kids for real, trying to make sure these kids don't slip and fall and mess up on these grades that they've been trying to hold on to. And ours is getting the news that these niggas is getting a P for pass regardless, and niggas is not trying to do no work. So now I'm having to start to crack the whip because people talk to their kids too much about what the hell the school system say they're going to do. Now the children have lost motivation to do the damn work when they think that they just going to pass for the sake of passing. And they don't realize that they need to know this shit when they get to the next grade. And the teacher going to hold them accountable for the shit because...
Nah, they get a P next shit too.
But they ain't going to know shit in life. So you mess up somewhere, it's going to come back to haunt you. So you might pass now, but it ain't going to be good when you get to where you really need to be to notice shit. So
that sounds like me when I was in math in about 10th grade and I was doing algebra. And she's just like, you'll probably never use this in life. And when she said that, I was like, oh, really?
So that means she was not a good teacher.
I checked out because she said, unless you're going to be like an engineer, she named up, you know, people that use
stuff.
She did use that. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to be neither one of those. So I don't need to learn algebra. And I just...
I mean, it's about the way you train your brain. That's what people don't realize math is.
My brain is trained okay without doing algebra. Like I think,
yeah, but it's a way to train your brain for analytical thinking. So if that's not what you choose to do, that's on you.
I'm an analytical thinker without algebra.
It would be better if you had a better basis in the foundations of math. I can say that without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay, if you say so.
Besides that, you know, doing my everyday thing, trying to manage these children as well as do what is necessary for me to keep my job. I wanted to say happy birthday to my king. This dude that's over here to my left tonight. Happy birthday to you. Like, really.
Hey, thank you. If y'all, you know, cats out of the bag, King Jerm birthday was yesterday at the time of this recording. And I appreciate all the ones that shouted me out, showed me some love on the gram, man. I appreciate that. Twitter, you know, Facebook. Appreciate all that, man. Y'all really made me feel well, man. It was a good birthday besides the Rona. And, you know, but other than that, you know.
I mean, it ain't like you got it, so.
I mean, but I'm saying they couldn't do anything. Like, I was one of the people, like, all y'all people that had birthdays before March the 13th, man, fuck all y'all, bro. Because y'all got to experience a fucking birthday. A normal birthday. Everybody after March 13th, we had to deal with this bullshit.
And you wouldn't have done anything anyway.
I would have did something different. I mean, it was just like, couldn't do anything.
Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't celebrate my birthday yesterday anyway. I was going to celebrate it this weekend, but you can't do anything. Like, if I wanted to go to a club, can't go to a club. If I wanted to go to...
Well, you had aspirations of going to the club?
If I wanted to go to a bar and sit down, I can't go. If I wanted to go out to eat, can't go. So, it's just like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sad for you because I know how important birthdays are to me. And this is just not good. So, if August rolls around and...
Oh, it's going to get y'all motherfuckers too. Don't y'all think this shit is over.
I don't think so.
Well, they talk about opening up clubs in the next week or so. So y'all might be safe if your birthday in August. If
I'm just saying, let this next wave come on and wipe them out, and then by August we'd be good. Oh,
man, it's sad, bro.
So, I mean, I want to say happy birthday to you. I did say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you again because it just means that much to me. I just need you to know that.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to celebrate you. Celebrate everything that you do for me, everything that you do for our family, all of that. So, you wear the crown. You wear the crown till May 31st. Hey, look,
you notice it that we hit record. This is Queen Jerm talking, not the real person. This is just somebody that's just freestyling for the camera. But, you know.
Okay.
Enough of that. Let's go ahead and get into this outline. First on the docket, we got Earl Thomas. Earl Thomas and his wife, we got the story. Earl is a football player for the Baltimore Ravens, Super Bowl champion with the Seahawks. You know, he's, you know, caught up in the COVID. You know, he's sitting at home with his family. His wife said he'd been drinking a lot and she nagging him and shit. So, you know, man just want a little peace of mind.
You know, piece of ass somewhere.
He worked hard, you know what I'm saying? It's the off season. He should be getting ready for football, but it's in limbo. He don't know what's going on. So, of course, let the man drink. A lot of people started day drinking since this pandemic. You know what I'm saying? So, Earl Thomas is one of those people.
A lot of people.
So, you know, the wife nagging. Earl want to get out the house. His brother come pick him up, you know, just to get him out the house. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they riding around. And I don't know how they ended up at an Airbnb with other women. But somehow, Earl, you know, he been gone for a while. You know how the women get. You gone too long. They think you having fun. So, they call and check up on you. And, you know, she checked up on Earl. Earl probably didn't answer that phone or whatever. So, you know, she went into detective mode. You know, Earl was probably logged into several things in his house. And she picked up one of the devices and seen him on Snapchat with other women. So that got her thinking like, whoa, what else going on? So she looks up the location on the Snapchat, finds out where Earl is. She go call up some of her homegirls to go ride with her over there. They run up in the house and find Earl and his brother in the bed having sex with another woman.
So him and his brother bumping nuts?
I don't know. I don't know if they was in, one was in front, one was in the back. I don't know. But in the process of all this, Earl's wife had picked up one of Earl's guns and bought it with her. She took the clip out. You know what I'm saying? She just wanted to scare him up, but she didn't think about that one that was in the damn chamber. So she's pointing the gun at his man head while, you know, she runs up on him. And she could have killed this man. She threatened everybody in the room. And, you know, I just want to know, Queen Germ, was she in the right?
Of course.
Okay.
But there's things, you know, as an educator, I have to say that, you know, you got to learn from the things that you go through.
Mm-hmm.
So lesson number one is, if you're going to cheat, you just need to be honest with the people that you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Like, if you claim you make enough money that you feel like you deserve these types of privileges in life, y'all need to sit down and have a little conversation, because clearly there was some misunderstanding in there somewhere at the woman that decided that she had to bring a gun and put it up to the man's head.
Well, I mean, for one, so, you know, you got to think about Earl White. She's a normal-looking lady. She's not one of the...
He's quite normal-looking himself.
Well, you know what I mean? Compared to the NFL wives is what I'm saying. She ain't got no upgrades. Cute. She's, you know, regular-degular.
And he should be appreciative of that.
Yeah, he should be. But she's probably insecure in that thinking she's looking around and seeing like all these women throwing their bodies at my husband.
But it shouldn't matter because it don't matter what you look like. If the nigga got opportunities, the nigga could possibly cheat. People are no more faithful than they are of their options. Mm-hmm. And you might be less faithful than your options simply because of the fact that you might pay for some pussy that you wouldn't be able to get on a normal day. Mm-hmm. But the facts are the facts. So if you can't come to some mutual agreement with your relationship, then, you know, cheating may be what you end up doing, but it shouldn't have to come to that. My other thing is going to be, if you choose to engage in this lifestyle, you should be prepared. This is the type of shit you bargain for when you careless. Mm. Because you're careless if you got all of these devices. You have the nerve to be posting anything on Snapchat. You're supposed to be somebody's husband. Mm. Therefore, women on your Snapchat, on your social media, should be the farthest thing from you. Right? Mm-hmm. So you choose to break another rule. And last but not least, your ass shouldn't have guns just all willy-nilly laying around your house. Because she shouldn't have access to your guns if she ain't really somebody who is skilled with guns. Mm-hmm. I mean, she knew enough to take out the clip, but at the same time, like you mentioned, that the one that was in there, all you need is one. Yeah. So if she could have killed him or she could have harmed him or anybody in there, that could have been a lawsuit. That could have been, well, she got locked up.
Yeah, she got locked. She was the only one that got arrested when the police got there. I think because she had grabbed a knife after he wrestled the gun away from her. And then she had grabbed a knife and she was chasing him around when the police got there. So she was unhinged.
But you can't be mad at that because, I mean, my thing is simply, you got to know when to let go.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, make a nigga pay where it hurt at. He don't give a damn about you coming there and showing your ass. Because next weekend, what's going to happen? These niggas fucking around in corona time. So you know the nigga was fucking on you when shit was good in the streets. So hit him with the divorce and get this money. Like, what you worried about it for? Like, you can't tell me I'm going to get that caught up in something. Now, I might cuss you out. I might slap your face. I might do something. But playing around with guns, something that I ain't gonna be to take back if this shit go off.
So you telling me, if that would have been King Jerm in the same predicament, you rolling up, you ain't rolling up with a gun.
Not me, 42.
I'm talking about
not old me. Now when I was young, I did shit for less. So clearly I would. But I wouldn't have come up there with no gun, because for me, I'm scared of guns. Okay. And two, I don't feel like that's proven nothing. Now, if I bust up in your party and I act a damn fool, I might have had some other shit. I might have had some damn chemicals in a damn spray bottle on your ass.
Okay, well, yeah, whatever your weapon of choice is. You rolling up with a weapon of choice, right? You see me on Snapchat laid up with some broad, and then at my other phone there, you go pick my phone up, you're like, oh, so I know where the nigga at. You ain't pulling up on me with some aggression.
I don't believe that. You can say whatever you want to say. I don't believe that. I'm going to tell you this.
I know for a fact you'll come in there, guns are blazing.
It ain't that
guns
serious. Like
throwing liquid. You wouldn't even ask no questions. You'll have your little chemicals thrown on everybody in the damn room.
It's a whole nother situation.
You'll just come in with a super soaker.
When you know that a nigga owe you and a nigga can produce. We got a regular ass life.
Ooh, we got a beautiful life.
Okay, but it's regular.
What you mean regular?
If I leave you today, it ain't a payday for me. It's going to be a regular installment of these payments.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't nothing that I can go and say I can quit my damn job because I'm now getting alimony and child support.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This woman probably got new babies from this man. My eye turn finna time out on us. Okay? Mm-hmm. They finna age out. These niggas finna be grown.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't do nothing now, we might as well be together for the rest of our life. It ain't going to profit neither one of us to go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But that's besides the point. We're talking about these people.
Yes.
So when you look at their situation, if they young enough, they got children or whatever, it's not worth it for her to go to jail. It's not worth it for her to get something put on her as far as charges behind trying to prove a point to a nigga who going to cheat on you regardless. Like, have you not known before this incident that he cheated on you or something? That's why it hurt so bad? This the first time you caught him up or something? I don't think so. Because like I said, you cannot make me believe that this type of nigga, if you get caught doing anything during Corona time, this wasn't your first time. that's just how I got to look at it. Because the shit scaring niggas who really out they hoeing. When they made the comment that the shit was in the people's semen, a whole lot of hoes decided they was falling back. So I'm just trying to understand how the fuck you figure you gonna go out here and have a damn threesome orgy, whatever y'all doing at the Airbnb. Y'all laid up and whatever that's popping off over here, and you want me to believe that this was just the first time. It was just so much stress during the coronavirus pandemic that y'all decided to go and do this to relieve some stress. I doubt it. But as far as her mental state, you can't be mad at a person who does that. But I don't see that. I know that ain't the answer, simply because, hell, you out here making yourself look stupid. And then you got to go and deal with this bullshit that you could possibly have a charge for. And then the nigga gonna be looking at you like you crazy, because I know she probably ain't got no damn money. So you fucking up your money. Your little allowance that you probably get, you finna have to send that to the damn police department. You got to pay some bullshit.
They say they working on it, though, so that's good. That's good. I knew they was gonna get back together, because
that's what niggas do when you put
love.
A gun on.
That's love. That's love. That like, you, it's something about being with a woman that it's a chance that she could fuck you up. It's something about that.
Is it?
Yes. Oh, okay. Like, it's a little sense of danger.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you with a woman, you could just run over her. Mm-hmm. That shit ain't no fun. But if you with a woman, you just feel like, you know, you get that adrenaline rush, because you're like, man, you know what I'm saying?
So do I give you that adrenaline
rush? Yeah, like, I think if I would have been in that situation, it's a possibility I could, you know, I would get fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I ever
and
got...
And that means something to you.
It's just like, I don't know, it just means that you care enough that you...
I care enough that I will fight you and some other people and risk going to jail.
Yes! That's love.
Okay.
When you know you got a woman that love you like that, like, it keeps you
but
on...
But you keep doing stuff like that.
Oh, but what you mean?
I'm saying, if you keep doing stuff like that, then that means the love I got for you don't overcome the love you don't have for me.
But I might...
that's what it is. You don't have no love for me if you keep finding yourself in the arms or legs or somebody
else.
But
you keep taking me back, and it makes us stronger, and it's like...
It doesn't.
And it's something about, like, when a woman cuts you or something like that. Like, I told my cousin got stabbed by his girlfriend one time, she cut the fuck out his ass. All I know is I went over that man's house. He had the little goddamn, the shit.
Like a robot?
Yeah, he had a robot arm. I said, God damn, that girl crazy. You know what I'm saying? I was scared as hell. Because, I mean, they used to, I don't know what it was about them. Because I know one time they had to babysit me. And I was just like, I was scared as hell. I go over there. She got a black eye.
How they got to babysit you?
Because I guess, you know, hey, man, mama.
You wasn't no baby, is it?
I was young. I was like 6.
Oh.
I was young. You know, I just remember like going over their house. I was like, God, dog, she got a black eye. He got a black eye. Fucked up. And I was just like, man. Mama, please don't leave me over here for too long, bro. I was like, can I go outside? They're like, yes. I was like, good. I feel free outside. I mean, I was just right across from my house, but it was just, you know.
That's
but,
yeah. Crazy. Mm.
Wow. So, yeah, Earl Thomas and Miss Thomas, man, shout out to y'all, man. Work it out, man. Listen, I'm pretty sure it was a misunderstanding, whatever you saw in that room, Miss Thomas. You know what I'm saying? He can explain what was going on. They might have been trying to resuscitate that girl and, you know, give her an exit.
They weren't trying to do shit, but fuck her.
She might have had that anointed pussy. And they probably was trying to get that anointing, that anointment. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Anointing?
Yeah, anointing.
Yeah, no. That don't work for me.
Just saying.
I mean, all I can tell you is this. You try and see what would come of this.
I mean, I don't have any desire. But like I said always, I feel we could work it out.
Okay, we will work it out. But it won't be the way you think. That's the shit you don't understand. Because, I mean, like I said, we done got too old for this bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we old now. Like, so if something happens, you just be like, oh, God damn.
No. That's not my response.
That's just how, you know, like, oh, I mean, you know, you're old now.
No. Because that ain't going to be your response. You know it.
Well, my response is going to be like, I mean, I'm going to be upset. You know?
You'd be passed by upset.
No, I mean, I wouldn't be putting guns out on niggas and nothing like that.
Oh, it's because you don't love me that much. That's what you said.
I didn't say that.
That's what you said.
I just said, I mean, that's not my demeanor.
You said the love will make you pull a gun on somebody.
Woman. I said something about a man love
shit,
a woman.
Shit, niggas done pull guns on plenty of people. Shit. Mm. It's some women that's dead behind somebody pulling a gun on them for some cheating shit.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So it's niggas pulling guns on women.
They say it's some niggas that love, like niggas will die behind their women. I'm just not one of them niggas.
Okay. So that means you don't love me that much. That's not what I...
No.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to love you that too much that I end up in jail for life.
Okay.
But yeah, let's move on to the next topic.
Yeah, do something because you messing up.
I ain't messing up. This Ahmaud Arbery, the guy in Brunswick, Georgia, that was killed while he was jogging. And I did the air quotes when I said jogging because a lot is coming out now about this situation and... When it first happened, I was outraged because I was like, dang, nigga get shot jogging, man. What the fuck? Then the shit keep going on and, you know, you start learning things and, I mean, I guess.
So what you learned?
We learned that, A, he wasn't really jogging. They got video footage of him walking down the street, walks up into this house that's like being renovated. He walks into the house. He's around the house. He walks in, around it. And then somebody from across the street says something to him. He takes off running. So when he takes off running, that's when they start chasing him. Now, while I'm saying this, I know y'all like, this boot-licking ass nigga. No. What I'm saying is, once this footage came out, I knew these white boys getting off for killing this man. Because that's all they need is something to say, hey, you see right here, he was resisting right there. If you look at the, you know, they'll say something. It always got to be, when you kill a nigga, they go to loopholes and all this stuff to get him off. You know what I'm saying? It ain't never a perfect, you know what I'm saying, like, situation for us. Because we've seen it on camera, deaths where they clearly killed somebody. Man killed by the police. Man, we've seen this. It's evidence, video, like, wow, they killed this person. And these people walk time and time again.
But that's why black people got to start fighting back.
It ain't black people. Black people, we can fight and scream and protest and dance and hoot and holler and all that.
But you don't never do nothing. Y'all don't never y'all don't never do nothing.
It's not the black people that need to protest. It's these other, the ACLUs, the Southern Christian, all these other... If people that get this big, they got the Jewish backing, these people need to sit up because, like they say, an injustice to anybody is an injustice to everybody.
Yeah, but that ain't how
you look at it. So, they should speak up. It ain't, niggas, we can protest. They don't give a fuck if we protest. We've been protesting for 50 fucking years. We ain't got no fucking where. You know what I'm saying? So what is protesting? What is going out? It don't fucking help.
I mean, it ain't necessarily.
You need to have allies, strong allies.
You got to have allies, but black people can't have allies because black people don't do what the fuck they're supposed to do.
Man, we do what the fuck we're supposed to do.
No, you don't.
We cannot. Why are we the only people that got to live like that? Do what we're supposed to do. Everybody else can. Your white homeboy can grow his hair long. I can't grow my hair long.
No.
But we got to follow by all the rules. Nobody else got to follow by the rules but us.
Okay, well, my thing is, it's simple. It's not right. It is nowhere near right, because the same thing like you're saying, if it was a young white guy, he could have walked all up and through there. They would have assumed his family was buying that house or there was some justifiable reason he was up in there. But because he black, he don't have the right to be in there. If you saying it was a house that's being renovated and it was open and the people, he could walk up in it, then did he walk out of there with something?
See, that's the thing. He was walking, he was in the house for about 2 or 3 minutes.
But it doesn't matter because they are not the police.
Well, I mean, yeah, but but Georgia law, you can make a citizen's arrest. If you see a felony or whatever being occurring, you can.
But you can make a citizen's arrest, but not with a shotgun.
Yes, you can.
And kill somebody.
Yes, you can. In Georgia, if you're making a, because it's lawful to have a gun, so you can have a gun. You can. It's an open carry state, so you can have your gun out. And they say in Georgia, if you're making a citizen's arrest and it's a felony, you can detain the person there until the police get there. You know what I'm saying? So once this happened, once the man and the boy, they get to struggling for the gun. Now, both of them are at right, because if you are in fear of your life, I come up with you with a gun and you're in fear with your life, that means you can use, you know what I'm saying, you're in fear with your life. So if me and you wresting a gun from each other, you have just as much right to the gun as I do at that point because you felt threatened. So, now, like I said, this shit, man, bro. Like, I'm just saying, niggas about to be upset again, bro.
I mean, niggas can't be upset again because the shit keep happening. Yeah. So, it's becoming the norm. But again, that's the thing where people don't understand the life that you live being black. Yeah. Other outside people. And even being parents of, you know what I'm saying, having kids, especially black men. If you raising a black child, you know what I'm saying? It's already one thing, but the stress level is even higher when you are a parent of a black boy, and every time your child go out the house, everything your child does can possibly be looked at as a threat, and it's too much for somebody to live like that when
live by the rules.
Well, I mean, yeah, to a certain extent, you do. I mean, that's the shit that we've been dealing with our whole existence in this country.
You see a 5'10 white boy that's 13 years old, he's not threatening. You see a 5'10 black boy, he was a big kid. He looked like he...
How does he look like that?
He's the same size as fucking, you know, Arthur over there. Like, what the fuck? Like, why is Arthur not threatening, but Leroy is?
But they have planted that seed since we've been here. And the thing is, they know the damage that they've done to us, so they have to try to make it seem as if, yeah, we threatening because y'all scared of the day that the black people are going to wake up and realize what the hell it takes to take over this place. And then y'all want to keep us in these type of situations so that every time we open our mouth, every time we try to climb out the hole, it's going to be something to bring us down. Why you think that you kill people like that? Because every time we see it, that's teaching some black person to teach their kids to stay in their damn place, because that's what happens every time.
That's their MO. Has been their MO for centuries. You know what I'm saying? They kill and
I mean,
destroy.
They do it to you right in your face because they want you to see it.
I mean, and I feel like I said the other day, I think the Constitution needs to be rewritten because it was wrote at a time, it's so one-sided.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's fixed for a certain, you know what I'm saying, you know, majority to have its way. And I don't think that the country is in this place now where that we're not the same country we were in 1776 or whenever the fuck they wrote this shit.
Yeah.
You know, so we're not the same country. So y'all need, I know y'all ratify it and amend it and all that bullshit. But y'all need to start the fuck over. You can keep some of the basic principles, but some of this bullshit that y'all got, all these loopholes and this shit is made, it ain't made.
But you got, that's what people have loopholes.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I understand. You're not going to beat me on basketball on my goal because I make the rules.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're going, like, usually go to 15 at the court. Oh, we go to 17 in my house. Or we go to 11 at my house. Oh, no. You got to shoot from back down 21. Now, you're not going to beat me because I'm going to keep changing the rules. And that's exactly what the fuck is happening. You know, we can't win this game when the rules, when the deck stacked against us. And it's just like, it's fucked up. And it's sad that we're numb to this shit. Like, we can see a motherfucker get gunned down in the street, and that shit don't really, I mean, it bothers some people. I see some of y'all getting upset. Now, you know, I get it. I am frustrated just like you. But it comes to a point where, I mean, I was like, wow, it's been a while. I ain't seen one on the news in a minute. And it was just like, I mean, yeah, this happened in February, and the shit ain't hit the fan to May. So you got to think about
how because people were putting it out there. People kept talking about it. People kept mentioning
they wasn't even going to get charged. They finally got charged. And, you know, now they're in jail, and everybody all celebrating. I'm like, no, you it celebrate ain't when you get when a conviction. When they get
diverted, yeah.
And, but like I said, I know they're going to lose, too, because...
I mean, if they get anything, it's going to be manslaughter.
And but if they overcharge, that's where they're going to lose it. Like, they better try for manslaughter. Don't start throwing hate crime in there. Don't start throwing first-degree murder.
Because, I mean,
but see, that's when you gonna, that's when the loophole's going to get you. You know what I'm saying? You can get manslaughter because they were wrestling for the gun. Did he intend to kill him? We don't know that. Did he kill him? Yeah. So, yeah, we can give him manslaughter. But I just don't, then I seen Benjamin Crump was a family lawyer. And, you know, he lose every case. Every case he show up, it's all a loss.
Like I said, niggas stay away from that.
Yeah.
If y'all got to do a GoFundMe, get some money up to get y'all a lawyer, y'all got to do better than him.
Yeah.
Because fuck being for free. Because you get what you pay for.
He used to be a personal injury lawyer. That, they say he used to call Crump if he was in a car accident or something. How the fuck did this man get elevated? Like, this nigga is motherfucking one call, that's all. He ain't even that nigga.
And now you over here trying to fight for somebody's justice when their child is dead. No. I can't get with that.
He just there
your
for the money.
Record, but your track record ain't shit.
He know he gonna lose, so he gonna try to get you a silver court. I think that's just, and that's why I think he
that's
he what
his specialty is.
Yeah.
Because he gonna get you a check.
Yeah.
But your child is dead and the killer gonna go free because the state is okay with black kids dying. Mm. So if that's the case and the state got to, whoever got to come up with this money, they come up with this money to shut y'all up, but they still killing your kids. So what is a nigga worth now?
What is a nigga worth?
That's my thing. Like, I can't stand it because, like I say, it bothers me because I got an outgoing child. Mm. It's different if I had a kid that was just a nerd or something that just want to sit in the house and play video games all day. But he likes to go out. He likes to mingle. So, therefore, I mean, every chance he get, he trying to go out and be on the scene. Kids are getting killed at parties, at just random events, school events, football games, whatever the case may be. People have beef. People do dumb stuff. And kids have access to guns, and things are happening amongst black on black, you know, situations. Then they can go somewhere else, and something can happen. And the thing is, the first thing that always happens if a black person get killed by a white person is you dig up dirt on a black person. That shit is not fair. Ain't nobody going around saying, I mean, like, some people may be looking at what these people did, but did you really investigate the people who took somebody's life? Like, how do you say somebody deserved to die, or you try to paint a picture of the person to make them seem as if they did enough wrong that this could be justified? That shit is not okay. And every time it turned around, it's like you want to paint this picture to say, okay, well, we did the world some service because we got rid of somebody who was a thug or whatever. I mean, and my thing is, even if he was stealing something, stealing is not a crime that you could be prosecuted for and be sentenced to death. That's not what the fuck that is. So even if you say it was a crime, whatever he was doing, loitering, whatever, it was not a crime punishable by death. So exactly. That shit is not okay.
It's not okay. You're right about that. And then, you know, like I said, it's just the legal system fucked up. I don't know why people got faith in it. I don't know why y'all think that this one's going to be different, but y'all keep y'all faith in it, man.
All I can say is we need the Black Panther Party or something. Somebody got to come back.
They getting special prosecutors from Atlanta, and this is now. I don't give a fuck who they get. This, like I said, they going to show a jury. A jury is the one that's going to convict, going to let these either convict or let these motherfuckers go. And I don't think that a jury in South Georgia, unless they gonna get some juries from all over Georgia, but
you gotta do something.
You like I said, once you outside of Atlanta, you in Georgia, and everywhere else in Georgia, shit. Good luck, my nigga.
Play by some whole another set of rules.
Exactly. That's why I be trying to tell people, like people that only been to Atlanta, think no. Atlanta is a different city. Atlanta got black cops. Atlanta got cops that's from the community in the community. Atlanta got they ain't had a non-black mayor since like the 70s. You know what I'm saying? So you're just not, nah.
Yeah, very few places in Georgia that's really, you know, like yeah. metropolitan.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's not. It's not like that. So. It's like outside of Atlanta, it's the good old boy network. We talking like 10 minutes outside of Atlanta. We ain't talking about like, No. You go to Cobb County. You go to goddamn Douglas County. You go to what else some counties around the motherfucker? Gwinnett County. You go to goddamn, DeKalb County or Fulton County. You know, that's it. But outside of that, shit.
Yeah.
You get caught out there at goddamn 3 in the morning, see if you more like, shit. Man, you, all right.
Clark County.
Thank you. But yeah, man. Enough about that situation. We'll keep up to date on it. We keep tabs on it. You know, as this moves on, I mean, hopefully, you know, everybody will get what they want out of this. I just don't. It's like.
You can't be hopeful in a situation like this.
Yeah, it's just. We didn't need this in an election year. Because, you know, election year already be bad. You know what I'm saying? Because people be picking sides. And then now we got a racial killing. And then now somebody got killed in another state. They said they think it was in retaliation. Somebody got killed in like two old people got killed in the cemetery in some other state, and they think that was in retaliation to his death. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, why would you think that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that makes
a black person killed two old white people.
Yes, and they think that was, see, you know what I'm saying? So, this is not what we need right now. We don't need that pot of gumbo, as we used to say over there at that site, that pot of nigga gumbo is motherfucking bubbling on the stove right now. That shit bubbling.
I mean, and then y'all got coronavirus over here taking people out.
We got the corona. We got Trump.
Black people
we ain't got no sports. We ain't got shit. Like, niggas ain't got no jobs. Like, this pot of gumbo is motherfucking bloop, bloop. I'm talking about, man, they done threw all kinds of shit in this gumbo. I'm talking about everything. This has got the Holy Trinity in it, some shrimp, some sausage.
Does it?
Yes, I'm talking, they got everything in here, boy. I'm talking, this gumbo is, whoo, it's loaded. You, woo. You ain't getting this at Pat O'Brien's, goddamn.
Oh.
you gotta go to one of them little side streets in the knife, you know what I'm saying, to get some of this, you know what I'm saying, the seventh or something.
I don't think it's what you want, though.
Shit, this day, this, whew. So, yeah, we just don't need this right now, because this...
This is, I mean, it's a bad look, but they've been hollering about they wanted a race war for the longest, and that ain't what we ready for.
Then we don't even want that. We ain't ready for it. I don't want it.
I don't want it, but I'm just saying.
We need is the white people, the allies, to stand up. Don't be like punk-ass Justin Timberlake gonna make a post about Armored, the guy, Ahmaud Arbery, and they gonna turn the comments off. Oh! Why you turn the comments off, Justin? Let your people see, you know, standing there where you was, oh, Justin, I ain't know you was like that. Why you care about a nigger getting killed, Justin? Oh, fuck you, I ain't buying your music no more, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? So he ain't want the smoke. You know what I'm saying? So don't be that kind of ally. If you're going to be an ally, stand in the muck. You know what I'm saying? Like, stand up. If you're going to say that shit, say it with your chest, bro.
But the thing that people don't understand is when you are not a... You know what I'm saying? You're not a minority.
But if you're in the culture, you've been accepting the culture, you profit off the culture,
so you feel like you owe them something, or you feel like you may be somebody, but you can't be mad to the level of responsibility that those individuals feel, because everybody don't have to feel that way. And it's not a responsibility. It's the fact that black people now got to know who the fuck to invite to the barbecue. You always open arms. That's that slave mentality. Everybody want to holler about what pieces of that you keep and what you don't. That's that slave mentality. Black people let anybody get a piece of us.
Mm.
That's why they always trying to steal our swag. They always trying to be a part of the culture. If you get the black people to co-sign on you making money because niggas spending money on shit that they do not need. Mm. And that's the shit that's keeping you poor and keeping them other people rich. And so when you do that, you can't be mad that somebody don't want to end their life, end their career, end their money. Coming in because they want to speak up on your behalf. Yeah, we want you to know that we sorry for whatever you're going through over there, but it ain't enough for me to take no food out of my house. That's how some people gonna feel.
Oh, I thought you were saying you were saying that, because you know, I thought that was it, what you were saying. Like, oh, so you would be one of them wouldn't speak up on it?
I mean, I'm saying I'm black. Shit, I know what it is. Mm. So I live this. It ain't nothing else for me to do. But I'm just saying you can't be mad at a person who's white or something else and don't feel like that's a cross for them to bear.
But I feel like it's a cross for you to bear. No, it is a cross for you to bear.
It's not. But
yes, it is, because you can't sit back. So let me ask you a question, because a friend of mine made a post I want to pull this up. Now, me and him do not agree on anything. We don't agree on...
But y'all friends.
I mean, we went to school together.
But y'all friends?
I mean, you grow up. I mean, when you grow up. But, you know, you are how you are. Like, he's a Republican. You know, he got all these little ways. And, but...
Let me see who this friend name is.
His name's Eric. Oh, I almost said his name on the show.
And he black?
No, he white.
Oh, okay, well, yeah. That's
understood. So, he said, as I've grown and educated myself on racial issues in America, white people really have to start speaking out on racism for us to get somewhere as a whole. He said, I can honestly say maybe 20 years ago, I didn't necessarily feel that way. My generation is close to the last of this kind of racism still being inbred from my parents and grandparents. They didn't necessarily know they were doing it to us. It's just the truth. My children are raised really not seeing color, and it's going to take over eventually. Obviously, nowhere near fast enough. We still have to speak out as white people against white people who feel that they are better than another group simply on color of skin. It really does involve looking in the mirror. If you just educate yourself and research some of this stuff, you can help but come to the conclusion that minority groups are still just treated differently systematically. I see things that my minority friends have to get for their minority sons and daughters about how to act in the world to be treated fairly, and it's just sad. I'm proud to be involved in a multicultural church who tries to fight these issues. He's like, I'm sorry about the rent, but the last few days have really bothered me. This isn't for likes, so to make myself feel better, I just hope it's an eye-opener for maybe just one person. That's a start. See, that's what we need. We need white people policing their own. Don't come talking to me about black issues. Don't come to me talking about black issues. I'm black. I understand. Go talk to your people about black issues. Them the ones don't fucking know. So I hate when they pander to us. Like, don't come talking to us. Oh, we need to. Don't do that. No. Go talk to them. We ain't got a problem. I'm not the one that was strung up. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't stringing people up the trees. I wasn't dragging people by cars. I wasn't pulling their fucking teeth out, fucking their daughters, fucking their husbands, fucking their kids. I wasn't doing this, killing them for no reason. I wasn't doing that. I didn't just give people, like, they kill people by just giving them diseases.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, but the thing, that's the thing. But
then I didn't come over to your land to take over. I didn't do any of that. So why are you scared of me?
Because they know the truth. That's the thing. That black people, they know the truth and we don't even know the truth. Because they know that there's a day of reckoning that has to come. Mm-hmm. And they know every generation that gets away with it is coming. It's coming harder. It's coming stronger. But black people continue to be weak because of shit that they should never have been involved in. Mm-hmm. And it's not to blame us, but at the same time, it's some shit that we deal with. So that's the reason why when people say, you know, black people could be racist and this and this about whatever, you can't be. I mean, I should never have to squeeze myself into a little box so I can be pretty and I can be nice and I can be kind. I'm a dark-skinned big black girl, but I have been trained to think that if I smile enough, if I... you know, have the best posture, people will like me. If I straighten my nappy hair, people will take on to me and they will see me for the intelligent person that I am. You cannot see past my exterior to know the kind of person that I am. And that's sad because so many people have bought into that to where you would do anything for acceptance. And so when you living in a world like that, you got so many, like, and why they want to say, okay, you don't understand why people have identity issues and all this other level of confusion that plays out in people's lives. It's simply because we have been forced to live in a world that does not accept us, and we are begging for its acceptance. When we start to not give a fuck about what people see in us and work hard, take care of our families, and do right by people, we won't have these problems because you will be able to be an example and be able to show what we deserve as a people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, man, so we could go on and on about this topic. I want to stop because, you know, we are a comedy podcast and we just went off the deep end. And, you know, I know a couple of our listeners like, yo, I don't come here for that fucking uplifting shit. The fuck? Like, so, you know, I'm sorry, people. If we got too deep for y'all, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? We about to get back to the funnies. You know what I'm saying? So we apologize for going deep right there. This is it. Still the Frocast. Still the Frocast. I just want y'all to know. Y'all, y'all. So, moving along. DaBaby. You've heard of him, right?
Yep.
Well, it was allegedly he attacked another person, a driver this time. And I just want to know, man, like, what's going on with your boy, man?
He on drugs.
You can't keep getting linked to beating on people, bro. Matter of fact, we're going to start a new, a segment here every week.
What I call it.
Who the baby beat on this week. And what this is somebody who you think that need their ass whooped that week. So it could be anybody. Whoever need their ass whooped that week, we're going to stick the baby on them. And the segment is going to be, who did the baby beat on this week? And you will name whoever need their ass beat that week. Or who the baby need to beat on this week. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to do. So we start next week. I ain't going to start it this week because, short notice. Ready for that. You know what I'm saying? So, I know who my first interest is. I already know. You know what I'm saying? It's a coworker. Go ahead, get him out the way. He might be several weeks. But,
You can't do him like that. He's a good guy.
Yeah, whatever. But, yeah, so the baby, man, listen, bro. I'm kind of over his stitch now. Or his stitch, whatever, how you say that word? I'm over his stick. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to say it because it sounded weird. I just don't get it, bro. I'm not, I tried to be a fan of his music, but it's like the antics is, he's veering off in Tekashi 6ix9ine territory to me. And where the antics is outweighing the music. And so that's why I'm not really a big fan of the baby. What about you?
I mean, I liked a couple of his little songs, but I mean, it's just a couple
of I liked a couple of his songs, yeah. You're right.
But I mean, I just feel like people got to realize, like, you have the opportunity to make money for a short period of time, certain little period of time.
Yes.
Don't fuck up your money behind the dumb shit.
Yes.
Because you're never going to make the kind of money that is going to allow you to be that stupid because your ass is black. Very few of us going to break that ceiling. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but it's facts. Okay? So, you thinking that you got a couple of dollars, you ain't eating out of McDonald's no more or whatever the hell you used to do, now you can just show your complete ass to the world. That shit is not necessary. Like, you don't have enough money to pay people to beat up on them. So, if that's what the hell you think you can get away with, you going to catch charges. You going to stop being able to make your music, to do what you claim you love doing so. Now your ass is behind bars fighting for your booty hole. It doesn't make no sense.
Yeah, you're going to be the baby in jail.
Yeah. And so,
Ooh, they go to baby. Be,
exactly. You're going to be a whole lot of people baby in a minute. So, my thing is, it just doesn't make sense because when that window of opportunity is over, that has closed, what are you going to do? So, make this money now, and if you can't do nothing else but be on a couple of commercials or something, you know what I'm saying, when you get old, hell, at least you got some money and you can take care of your family. But you're doing dumb shit, you would have just made enough money, shit, because the first round, they don't do nothing but blow it and buy miscellaneous bullshit. So you gonna smoke it, drink it, snort it, whatever. Buy some houses, cars, jewelry that you don't need. And then when you get that next round of money, you realize like, oh yeah, I might want to do something for real with this shit. So you take care of some stuff, you handle some business,
and
you
might invest in some stuff.
You know what I'm saying? You might invest in some stuff that'll make some money for you.
Restaurants.
But other than that, you being stupid is not gonna help your portfolio grow at all. It's not.
So yeah, man. So yeah, the baby, man. Get your shit together, man. I was going to ask you that question on there, but it don't really make sense. But I will ask you. Well, I'm going to ask you anyway. Just to see what you're going to say. Because I didn't understand it. Maybe you can make an understanding to me. She said, having periods has nothing to do with being a woman. Periods come from uteruses. And it's like, you shouldn't relate periods to womanhood. This is what a transsexual said.
And I'm sure they would.
I mean, so I'm not going to ask you that, so never
mind. Just say it. Just go ahead.
I mean, do you look at them like, do you look at them as women?
No.
Even if they didn't went through all that.
I will call you what you want me to call you out of respect as a human being.
Yes.
But as far as you saying that I view you as a woman or think of what you got going on as a woman, no. Because a part of being a woman is those organs. Like, it's too many variations.
What if I got that organ?
You don't have it. What if you can't have a baby? You will never.
If I got a uterus,
where you gonna get it from?
Can't you get the uterus, the outside part?
Where you gonna get it from? You ain't gonna get that. You never gonna have that.
What you mean? That's what they killing all these people. Why you think these people disappearing? They getting these body parts.
Okay, sir. If you had to manufacture,
I don't need a functioning uterus, but I got one.
Okay, listen. But you ain't gonna have no period. You're not gonna have no baby if you don't have a functioning ovary.
You need fallopians and all that. All of that. But I got a uterus, though.
Okay, sir. All I can tell you is this. You want to know my opinion about the whole trans thing.
Okay.
All I can say is I have respect for what you identify with. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to make you feel less of whatever you need to feel.
Okay.
But as far as if you are checking a box, you are who you are based on what your parts do. And that's just me.
But I have a uterus. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you that so they will not.
Do you look at me as a woman? Do you?
No,
look,
no.
I have a uterus.
If you can't have babies, I don't look at you as a woman.
Oh, so I'm having babies. So what if a woman that has a full working vagina can't have babies? So she ain't a woman?
I said what I said.
Wow. We moving on. We ain't going to say nothing else. Because Queen Jern, I don't want no smoke.
I said what I said.
That's wrong. That's some old 1930s thinking right there. What you got a... What's your name? Marge or something? Like,
what? I said what I
you,
said.
Would you go to school with a Little House on the Prairie or something?
I
with Laura Ingalls and all that?
What I said.
Wow. Damn. Sheesh. Woof. Man. Well.
Next on the docket.
The next one that I got to ask you. This is one that I wanted to ask you. People keep coming. Matter of fact, I'm about to answer this Rock Jones, man.
He ain't got nothing to say. Yeah,
look, this is Rod Jones.
What's good, bro?
Rod Jones, what's going on, man? You live on the Frocast, man. What's going on, man?
Oh, snap. Hey, bro, what's good?
I mean, I'm just calling you. You called me, so I was like, you know, I said, I'm going to answer the phone. This is Rod Jones, man.
And I said, man. He ain't got nothing to say.
Oh, he's stumbling now. He's stumbling out the gate.
Nah, cause I'm calling, man. You know, man. Jones is trying to pull up, but you know, I didn't know y'all were recording the show. Just
I mean, you can still pull up, Jones. Man, just give us about 30 minutes, man.
30 minutes? All right, bro. You scratch y'all's and don't hope I win big.
Hey, man. Hey, look, man. Hey, look, real story, y'all. I called Jones Jose Canseco because he in the 40-40 club. But I'll holler at you, Jones.
Yeah, hey, fucking 40-year-old lady.
Shout out to the hottest podcast in the land.
Hey. All right, appreciate you.
All right.
I lied, your boy.
Rock Jones, everybody. This lady tweeted this, and it caused an uproar. And I want to know how you feel about this. It says, women should be financially taken care of in a relationship. Your woman shouldn't have to worry about paying a damn thing. If you cannot afford to take care of a woman completely, don't date or pursue a woman until you can. The woman is the prize. Pay for it. React. Joe Budden says that. How you feel about that?
Okay, so in my opinion, I mean, that's all I can give you. Mm. But I look at it as there's some truth in that. Not to say that we necessarily the prize and this and this, because what people have to realize is a good woman, okay? Because if you gonna say, I'm paying for everything, I'm just being real, that comes with a level of responsibility. Now, these hoes who like to just get their hair and nails done and go places and drink wine all damn day, that's not the shit nobody paying for.
Mm-mm.
If you talking about a woman who is you cooking the man breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or making sure he got a quality home-cooked meal or whatever he likes, taking care of children if you have them, keeping the house up, all these types of things, making sure things are clean and in order, however he chooses or however y'all agree, I'll say, because you ain't no slave, but that's the type of thing that you might be paying for. Mm-hmm. These hoes who talking about some don't approach somebody, this, that, and the third shit. If you hanging in the club, nobody should be approaching you no damn way, because you already know what the fuck that is. Anyway, you look like somebody to lay up with, and whatever happens out of it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talking about just straight up paying for somebody, you got to realize you paying for silence. You paying for peace. You paying for comfort. You paying for cleanliness. You paying for a cook. You paying for a chauffeur. You paying for somebody who running errands. You paying for a whole lot of shit now.
Masseuse. A manicurist, yes. A pedicurist.
Yeah, somebody who plucking your eyebrows or whatever the fuck you want.
Anything.
Shaving whatever pieces of your body.
You work for
licking
me.
Licking your ass if that's what you like. I don't know.
You work for me.
But I'm telling you, that's what you get when you pay for a service, pay for a person. So for me, I don't like the terminology for number one because it looks as if there's some ownership in that.
It's 100%
and
ownership.
If I don't do anything but you taking care of me, I have to reciprocate that in some way and I ain't got no money.
Mm.
So it's some things that we got to talk about when we're looking at people in this fashion. Mm-hmm. So as a woman who is a working woman, who is a mom and all of these other things, I feel like if you're going to say a man, yeah, a man should take care of the majority of things. But at the same time, I look at that as a systematic approach that the society is going to put that on your mind, because you can have the best man in the world for you, right? And if this man don't make a certain amount of money or can't put you in a certain kind of house or buy you a car, whatever things that you like, it's a thing of you now are playing a game with yourself to see if this person is worthy of your love or vice versa. Mm-hmm. You can't let other people put unrealistic, you know, thoughts in your head or conditions on a relationship when some of these same people who hollering about, I won't accept this size ring and he got to put me in this house and he got to be able to take me here, there, and everywhere. But your ass ain't the type of nigga that need to be kept. Mm. Like, are you going out here doing all these extra things? Are you making a real life for this man to feel comfortable working that hard to come home? If a nigga got to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and you ain't got no damn job, what type of woman are you? Because that's a representation of what the fuck his hard work bought. Mm-hmm. If you telling me the best I can do is get a woman to stay at home to make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, shit, I might as well be at the house. We gonna all eat peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That shit ain't nothing. So my thing is, when you look at, you know what I'm saying, when you look at shit like that, I'm not thinking that you need to you divide a household when you try to put certain things on people. Okay. And if you together, you together. Mm. And so if I got $5, we got $5. Mm. And it should be the same way either way it goes. Yes, so sir. It don't matter who money it is, if it's yours, it's ours. If it's mine, it's ours. Mm. So you can't, and people like to do that, but don't, like I said, them same people who had them Hollywood mentalities, that's another thing. Niggas don't know math. A lot of these niggas that say this dumb shit don't know math, because you know that those millionaires is a small percentage of the real people in the world. Mm. Other people, if you really love your spouse, you wouldn't make your spouse have two jobs. Mm-mm. And I'm not for that, because if we both can work, that's two jobs. Mm-hmm. Why would I be home and let a nigga go and have two jobs and he can't enjoy me? He can't enjoy our kids because you're tired, you're mad. Mm-hmm. You done dealt with all kind of people all day long. Then you come here and I'm supposed to take away all your ills of the world and put on you? I can't. It's too much shit. I can help you, by getting my ass out the house. Mm-hmm. If I go work, you go work. We come home at the same time. We can enjoy each other for a little while, eat dinner, play with the churn, and do it all over again the next day. But if you dog tired, we can't hardly do nothing. And then I'm going to spend all your money for you to just be able to say you got a wife at the house? That's bullshit. Mm-hmm. And that's a dream that people should have been let go of. The only people who really wanted that shit was niggas who wanted to be control over them women. Because you knew she ain't had shit. She had to deal with you however you dealt with her. Mm-hmm. And that's bullshit. If you talking about equal, and it ain't even so much of trying to match dollar for dollar. But if we a team, we got to work as a team.
Yeah.
You got to bring something to the table. I got to bring something to the table. I shouldn't have to worry about all that other bullshit trying to keep up with nobody else, because we bringing it home. We doing what's best for our household. But all of that talking about something, the woman is the prize. Yes, a woman should be treated a certain type of way so she won't lose her feminine traits. But if you talking about just saying, because I'm a woman, I deserve these things. That's just like people who talk about race. Because you white, you deserve certain privileges. And we should be less than that. A man is a man. He should be treated well, too. Yep. So it ain't even no whole thing about, I'm going to treat you good just because you're a woman. I'm going to pay for everything. And she shouldn't have to pay for this. And she shouldn't have to pay for that. Y'all broke holes. Stay out the damn bar. A nigga shouldn't have to buy your dry ass mouth no drink in the bar just because you there. Oh, because you a woman, I need to treat you. No, the fuck you don't. You don't know how many damn drinks this whole other had all night. She might be to her limit. You might not need to buy her ass some water. That's what the problem is. Y'all want to party for free. If you out there, if I go out to the club, even when I wasn't married, I go out.
You see how she cleaned that one up real quick. Even when I wasn't married. When I go out to the club, even when I wasn't married, like, all right, go ahead. You.
Let me tell my story. I'm just saying, I always had money because I didn't want to be in a situation where nobody felt like I owed them nothing.
Yeah.
But so if I go to the bar and buy my own drink.
Hold on. So if a nigga buy y'all a drink, y'all feel like that's a...
It's a you like me enough, at least you got to give me some conversation.
God dang. So you mean tell me...
So I don't accept drinks if I don't plan on, oh, these niggas here sent y'all some drinks. They say, what y'all want to drink?
They must have been playing me for a lame or something then.
But you've been buying people drinks and not giving up
the pussy? Yeah, I just like, I'm nice. I ain't need drink. They be like, oh, you want to buy me and my friends some drinks?
Yeah. Yeah, when a broad doesn't ask you to buy some drinks, then yeah.
Hey, look, I mean,
it's whole
like $20, you know, then I be like, oh, yeah, and then I just disappear when they talk to him or nothing. Like, you know, I'm like, oh, all right.
But like I said, that's never been me. The way I was raised, you don't beg nobody for nothing. So, I first of all, ain't asking a nigga to buy me no drink. But the thing is, it's some women who out there, they always trying to beat a nigga or beat anybody out of something. Mm. Shit, you could be their homegirl and they might be trying to beat you out of something. So, you know, you just have to be mindful. You just got to be watching.
This was another question that was online. This is the last one. Then we're going to move on to TV talk. What's the brokest thing a nigga ever did for you?
I don't understand that question.
The brokest thing? Like, okay, like, the brokest thing, like, say a nigga...
If a nigga try to bum something off me?
No. The brokest thing a nigga did for you, like, for instance, you was like, yo, bring me something to eat. And the nigga bought you, like, a Happy Meal. And he was like, oh, I
you that's all I had.
Yeah, like, we'll split the burger and, you know what I'm saying? Like,
ooh,
so...
no.
What's the brokest thing a nigga ever did that you can remember?
I mean, I haven't had anybody in the last 19 years.
Whoa, get it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, whatever, look at her. Go ahead.
So, I mean, you would have been the brokest thing I ever did.
Wow.
I'm just saying. I mean, like, if you're saying, like, in the time, I don't remember what nobody did for me back in the day.
Well, what did I do? What's the brokest thing I did?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I said it would have to be you if I got to talk about the last 19 years.
Okay, well, fine.
I mean...
What's the broke shit that I did to you?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to think.
I mean, damn, because you just threw me like, wow. They like, yo, like, you know, I'm recording, right? You said that.
Be easy. Keep that in there.
You was like, you might be the brokest. I'm like, what the fuck? My God. I'm saying, like, hey.
Woo!
Wow. As a matter of fact, don't even answer that question, bro.
I don't know. I mean, I just don't recall nobody doing nothing that, I mean, you... would have given me your last, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not the brokest thing you ever did, because it's not like it looked bad thing, or like, it seemed like you were scraping.
A gift or something somebody got you. Look at this bullshit. This nigga got me some goddamn samples. Like, I know he ain't paid nothing for this. You know what I'm saying? Some shit. It had to be something. Niggas is goddamn cheap. Let me think of the broken thing I ever did for a girl. Gotta be something.
I know somebody gave me a bootleg pocketbook one time. I mean, that was the thing back then, but...
Yeah, that's... You know, he probably thought he was doing something.
Yeah, no. I still think that's
I bought you a Dooney and Burke.
And I'm like, nah, nigga.
Anytime... Hey, look, ladies. I mean, ladies, anytime... Anytime fellas buy y'all a purse and they got a lot of colors in this shit, that shit fake as fuck.
Like, them people don't really make them.
Yeah, like, nah, bro. Like, nah, boo. Come on.
Like, I mean, they had some good ones. They had some nice ones.
Shameek did not buy you a new Chanel bag, okay? That shit came from the corner store, nigga. That shit was $30.
Or the barbershop.
Yes, sir. Nigga came
nigga
through with the good faith.
Stuff.
Don't you go out there and stunt
with that shit.
They got some good ones, too, now. Yeah, they got some good ones.
Like I said, that'll give you a double take.
If I had a lot of money, I would buy fake shit. Because people would already think I got money, yeah, so I would buy a whole bunch of fake shit. I wouldn't be spending money on nothing real. I mean, you know, but I mean, I understand now, bro. I'm broke. I can't afford it real. But I don't even, you know, I don't like that shit like that. I don't like nothing to bring attention to me.
So you see, but you're going to get a big necklace.
Oh, I'm getting that. I'm getting that. Because when these streets open back up, I'm going to have my chain, nigga. Be like, bam. So in 2022, when the streets open back up and it's safe to go outside, coming out with the chain, nigga. They're gonna be like, dang, nigga, just, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Let's go ahead and slide in TV talk.
I ain't got nothing to talk about.
Okay, well,
I watched that Becoming. That's all I saw.
Oh, Becoming with a Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
That's your girl. So I'm.
That's my girl. Yeah. I mean, I give her two thumbs up, but I know
of course, you biased.
Yeah,
you gave her two thumbs up before you watched it.
No.
Is that the name of the book?
The book that I didn't read.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
I read about 12 pages of it.
12 pages. You had a book for like 2 years.
Possibly. I mean, and I watched that whole 1 hour and some change video that all at one time.
Okay.
So she could have gotten me the first time. She would have just put the damn
It is audiobook. So you think you could do audiobooks better?
Probably not.
Okay.
It's just too much words.
It's like this to a podcast.
But you got to condense it. That's not the same.
Oh, okay.
That's not the same. Because that book... I'm sure that that couldn't be read all at one time. I can't get that in 2 hours.
No, you probably not.
So, no. That's all I got. I got 2 hours. Make a movie out of it, and I can watch it. Mm. That's all I can do.
I got you. But so, yeah. If it's in chapters, you could like, oh, okay, I'm a chapter. It's just like a continuous. You just keep going.
I mean, I guess I could. I haven't tried, but I'm not really that interested. I mean, I know with this thing here, people have
Queen Germ reads, gets audiobooks read to her. We want to try that. It's going to be a challenge. The audiobook challenge.
I'm going to get
a version of that. So you got an Android, so we can send it to your phone, and you can just download it from there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because your phone is like a computer.
Awesome.
Yeah. But as far as me this week, Insecure happened. This week on Insecure, we finally got to the block party that Issa was throwing, and she ran into some trouble. She called Molly's boyfriend, Adam, and asked him to call Nathan because Schoolboy Q couldn't perform, so she needed somebody to be her headliner. So, you know, he was friends with Vince Staples, so she got Vince Staples to be, you know, to perform that night. You know, and everything was going on with the party. Her and Molly, you know, they at the beginning of the episode, they was kind of like they weren't feeling each other. They don't fuck with each other. And so that was kind of like the tone. So, you know, when they got to the party, you know, they was kind of acting all awkward with each other. They didn't think each other was going to show up and, you know, whatever. You know, every time they got kind of talk, you know, every time they got time to talk, like, Issa get pulled away or something like that. So, you know, they never really got to clear the air. And then it all came to the end when, you know, I think Molly's boyfriend had mentioned that, you know, he kind of helped her, you know, get, you know, then Vince to the venue. So Molly got all upset, ran up on Issa and was like, yo, you went behind my back. You know, this and that. That's why, you know, then they real feelings started coming out. I don't like fucking with you. You a fuck up in life. You broke. You ain't got no man. You know, all kinds of shit just going off with each other. They almost came to hand blows. And then, you know, somebody said they got a gun and everybody took off running. So now we know that Issa and Molly's relationship is fucked up. And, you know, the rest of the episode is basically, well, that was the whole episode. You know, so besides like their homegirl, I can't think of her name. The wild one, Kelly, you know what I'm saying? She was acting like she was British, you know what I'm saying, to some dude, you know what I'm saying, all episode, and Issa's gay brother. I guess they both was interested in the same guy, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, but Insecure is a good show, man. People give it a hard
time. I try to watch it again.
People give it a hard time because, you know, I don't know why. I mean, they just extra critical of it because it's black. You know what I'm saying? If it was a white show, they wouldn't be this critical about it. Because I damn sure don't see them breaking down these white shows they be walking, watching like they do Insecure. Oh, East is just not funny. Oh, this is just unbelievable. Oh, da, 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 da. People don't talk like that. Da, 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 da. They can show more of the city. But, I mean, y'all just so fucking critical. Shut the fuck up. Enjoy the fucking show. This is a black girl winning on TV, man. Like, come on, bro. Like, stop it. Got renewed for the 5th season. Like, it's a hit. HBO don't keep shit around for no fucking reason. So, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Issa and everybody on the crew.
Must you know be what I'm your saying? Favorite.
What you mean? I mean, it's a good show. It's like, I mean, it's like realistic. You know, they got regular looking people on the show.
They are very regular looking.
Yeah, it ain't nothing like, you know what I'm saying, like outrageous. It's like natural hair, you know what I'm saying, except for Molly and her bad wigs. But, you know what I'm saying, it's natural hair, just regular black folk. Like, you can't go
so
wrong with
that's supposed to be the go-to thing, regular hair now?
Nappy. I mean, I'm just saying that's the wave, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to have a nappy afro. Wink, wink. Wink, you know what wink. I'm saying? You know.
Yeah. I mean, but, and people, I mean, it's a lot of people who can't stand them, but, you know. It, I mean, everybody got their preference, so. I mean, personally, I just think it's cute, you know, people coming around at least to embrace, you know, the whole natural thing. I mean, at least can, becoming more
comfortable. Like I said, you can wear weave sometimes, like, but just don't let that be your go-to. Like,
that's
like,
never going to be my go-to. That wasn't my go-to when I had a perm.
Yeah, don't let that be your one that, like, you can't be seen without it. Like, no, you got hair up under your head, like, protect it. Like, if you wearing weave and protective styles, I don't see nothing wrong with it. But when that's your go-to, like, come on.
But I'm just, I mean, like, but most of them who wear it on a regular basis, they'll say it's a protective style, but they'll never wear their real hair.
Yeah.
And that's what's the use of having it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
and then some of them have hair up under there.
And I'm talking about real nice,
like, oh, I got
gorgeous
hair.
Like, it just takes too much for me to have to do that all the time. And blah, 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 blah. I don't want to damage my hair, but why even have hair if you're never going to wear your natural hair? Like, it's crazy. I mean, even just, you know, with all the stuff going on now. you seeing people now more than ever before that are having to do something with their natural hair because they don't have, you know, somebody to go to or whatever. And so it's just a lot. Just really getting black people to buy into black stuff. And that's where the problem is. The identity crisis ain't with nobody but us. And it's mad. It's going to take some time, but
we getting there.
I think it's catching on.
We getting there. We starting to love ourselves and know that we are dope people, man. So watch Insecure. It comes on Sundays on HBO, man. It's a dope show.
Everybody, I promise, should watch. I'll watch it before we come
back. Okay, all right. Queen Jern made a promise. The Queen Jern promise. She says she's going to watch Insecure, and if she doesn't, she gets 3 lashings next week. 3.
Whatever that is.
I don't know how
we're going to... You don't pay me enough to get beatings.
3 lashings. That's not bad.
Like I said, you don't pay me enough if we're paying people
here. That's a punishment for not... You know, that's like, you know, when you make a bet.
Yeah, but you don't get this.
It's a wager, yeah. Okay. So you get 3 lashings. 1 lashing. You get 1 lashing.
Well, I'm going to watch the show, so okay. I don't have to worry about it. All
right. So you don't want the lashings. So, So I don't know how we're going to do the show next week. Queen Jern will be in quarantine. She's talking about going to Georgia this week. So if she goes to Georgia, she'll be in quarantine. So the show might sound a little funny next week because she'll be in a cubicle or something like that, a little bubble. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm at least have to get her tested before she come back. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm scared. I'm really scared.
And he's not scared. Meanwhile, he has visitors every freaking day. And people who... doing whatever. This nigga got go to work 4 times a day, play numbers 2 times a day. I mean, it's a lot of shit he does. He don't wear the mask. He don't do nothing else. So I'm just like, at this point, you can't do all of that. I'm going to wear my mask. I'm going to wear my gloves. I'm going to do whatever I got to do. I'm not going to stop but one time so that I can refuel once I get there. So I'm not going to do a whole bunch of mixing up. I'm going to be very careful. I promise you, and I'm going to just, you know, be prepared. I have to do what I have to do, and it's nothing fun about this trip, but at the same time, I have to do it. And I understand your concern, and I really do. I wish it was some other way, but there isn't. And so I am confident that I'm not going to get sick, and... I mean, you know, primarily, I'm not concerned because I've already had it.
Okay, well, let's go ahead.
yeah, because the nigga don't want to talk about that. He know I done had it, you done had it, and you ain't got nothing.
So she says she's going to watch the show, so we'll see.
I'm going to be in quarantine. I'm going to be in quarantine, all right.
So it's Song of the Week time. Do you have a Song of the Week?
Now... We should have been talking about our, you know, lovely individuals that have transitioned in our R&B world. But
you can bring that up. That's your thing.
I mean, I'm just saying, stating facts. But one of my favorites, somebody who has gotten me through some tough times, some trying times in my life, times when I had to laugh, cry, you know, all of that good stuff, taught me some things about how to be a lady. That has to be none other than Miss Betty Wright. I also had a chance encounter with her in a restaurant. She was coming in, I was leaving out, and one of the girls that was with us, she was just like, I think that's her. And then we kind of pumped her up and said, go back and ask her. And she was, and then they got to singing in the lobby of the people place, and we was like, oh my god. And so just to know she was a regular person, and then to love her music as much as I did, I had to say that my song of the week was going to be No Pain, No Gain by Betty Wright.
All right, man. My song of the week, man, it just came up in my shuffle one day. It was Hold You Down by Alchemist. I remember how dope this song was. You know, it had Prodigy on it. Rest in peace, P. You know what I'm saying? So that's my song of the week. Hold You Down, Alchemist, and No Pain, No Gain by Betty Wright. This is that's the Frocast, right. Episode 404. ATL episode, shouty. We'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Like this, man. Hey, yo. When it come to text, I'm similar to a menace. But old dog sniffing cane couldn't fuck with the damage that I do to a bastard. Just keep fucking around. Won't be nobody strong enough to.
Strong enough to.
Yeah. I leaves them in shock. Niggas get sentenced to life and stretched in a box. Most of my friends got murdered and damn, I feel lost. Wish I was dead when it popped off the. Nobody but me. I got a whole gang of niggas, but that's how you gotta think. If you wanna make it alive and all in one piece, it takes much more than them things to. Yeah, yo, Sonny, I'm well connected in the street. We loyal to each other when it come to that beef. We get. Don't worry about a thing, my nigga. I forever leave. When the time is worse, never leave my fam in the jam, I'm dying first. Never to my last dollar, I'm grinding first. Never take the stand on my fam, I'm silent first. It's going down, you feel me? The alchemist in the flesh, and I love this profession, but I throw it all away in a second, cause I'm for the cause when my life is threatened. Take this and that, maybe that'll take that. Man, you know how he cooks the pot up. You could get caught up in some things you would not want us to slow. And watch how I mold the sound, so when I ain't around, the music still. But I'ma keep my eyes open, yo, I don't even blink. Keep the pen moving down the line, I don't even think. Just write it on the paper, get my vocals in sync. Check how it sounds.
Even when shit gets hard, I'm going to make sure that I'm around to hold you. We'll never leave the side until the day I die. I'm gonna recognize that this game can be hard. Long as you roll with me, we are.
For all my niggas I war for, blow the 444. You know I get some,
I know it.
Even if we trap standing back to back, no doubt. No matter if you wrong or right, you still right. For you I lay a nigga. I don't care if it's the president, I cock my shit, man. For all y'all bitches in the club, if you hop in my truck, first thing you're gonna go. And when we get to the telly, I'ma bend you over and.
Hey yo, mob thugs, drops and trucks. We got enough paper to front. You see our guns and ducks. Somebody finna get wigged, homie. I hope your outfitter. I seriously doubt it. My chain costs a quarter mil. Imagine what I spent gun shopping. Got bullets by the thousands. The shots won't ever stop. They say that we wildin'. And I'm far from recluse. We right on Front Street with the fullies and the coupes. For the drama and the shooting, then I take bullets and die.
Even when shit gets hard, I'm going to make sure that I'm around to hold you. We'll never leave the side until the day I die. I'm gonna recognize that this game can be hard. Long as you go with me, we are.
I've been my nephew for a minute, man.
No pain,
no pain,
no game,
no game,
no game.
is worth working for and waiting for. Some of my closest friends have thought they had their thing on a string just because their man was bringing them flowers and candy and all kinds of gifts. Mm-mm, honey, some gifts are just to make him feel better while he's on his guilt trip about the night before. You know what I mean? Especially when you know you haven't been doing the things you should do. Think about it. What is the man trying to tell you? Sometimes flowers mean maybe we should just be friends. Do you get my drift? Hang if you can hang. No pain, no gain.
In order to get something, you gotta give something. In order to be something, you gotta go through something.
Be a cook in the kitchen, a lady in the street. You can't show your teeth to every guy you meet. It's alright to be a little sweet, but be a mama with the kids and you know what in the sheets. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain.
All right, we back, man. It's time for HBCU confession time. Like I tell y'all people, this is from the HBCU confessional Twitter. I just pulled some from random and I read them to y'all.
Okay, go ahead.
I just pulled some randomly, so I correct myself, since I'm sitting here with the English major.
And I'm not at all.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I say all kind of crazy stuff. But.
So if y'all want to know, if y'all want to see where we get this from, just go to the HBCU Confessional Twitter. But this one goes a little something like this. My girl tried to give me head, but she didn't seem like she really wanted to. So I told her to stop. Now she's insecure and feels like she's bad at giving head. I don't want it if you don't want to do it. Girls don't get the head in it. Head isn't good if they aren't enthusiastic. Bowie State. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Bowie. So this is from Bowie. So, and I have to agree with the young man. It ain't no fun if she ain't enthusiastic, my guy. And that goes just beyond sex. Beyond oral sex. That goes regular sex. You know what I'm saying? Don't lay there like a dead fish. Don't give me head like it's a chore or you don't want to do it or you like, don't do that because that doesn't get me to where I'm trying to go. I mean, you know, hey, the quicker the better. If you think you can get me off for 2 minutes, go ahead. Rock my socks off. But you know what I'm saying? You do it enthusiastically for 2 minutes, guess what? The result, it'll get there. But if you sit there and act like it's a labor and all that.
I mean, sometimes y'all niggas will get there and y'all be acting like y'all don't want a nut. Like, how the fuck you busting nuts in 20 seconds?
Moan, something, do something, make some noise, tickle my balls, do something.
You done bust a nut before I can, but then a nigga giving you head and I got a damn jaw got to give out. And you might not even give a damn about that. Might rub it out in my cheek. I don't know what the hell be going on. Like what is that? What is that all about? Enlighten me.
I mean, it just, hey, some days be different than others. I mean, hey, I don't know when the thing gonna pop. You know, it's like a bottle, pop the cork. You don't know when it's gonna go off.
You don't?
No.
But how is
porn stars can control that. We regular niggas. You can't control
whatever,
that.
Nigga. When that top pop. I'm talking about how is it that the pussy so much different. Y'all be wanting head so much.
It's a different game.
But then the pussy, you getting a pussy and you can't last. You can't hang with a nigga. But then a nigga giving you head and you lasting all damn night.
And some dudes say they can't come from here. They say you can say they there for 2 hours and they won't come. And then some niggas that, hey, I mean, it's just different. I mean, I don't know what it is.
I think it's a mind game for them other niggas.
I don't know what it is. Like I got a buddy. He said his wife don't like giving him none in the morning because he can't do quickies. He said he do it. He got to go for about an hour and a half every time. And he said that's why she be like, nah, you can't get none. So he sometimes he can't get none because she be like, I don't feel like all that. So he be pent up, frustrated. Cause I be like, bro, you ain't working on your 2 minute offense. Like, nigga, what's going on? Like, you got to be on that field like Omaha. You got to come down that field like Tom Brady. Two minutes ago, get to the end zone, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, you out there, like, you got, I don't understand.
I don't know. You ain't got nothing to prove this late in the game, like, shit. You done been together for years. Yeah. And, hey, we got the time. It's a whole lot better than that.
I mean, you know, you can save Superman efforts for special nights. So, you know what I'm saying? Maybe every once in a while, you be like, wow. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, you still got
to doing the usual, man. Hey, you give him that A. Can't give him that boyfriend dick all the time, man. Sometimes you got to give him that side nigga dick. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, that boyfriend dick is good for certain nights. You know, so that side nigga did good for the rest of them, man. But, you know. Hey.
Okay, that's how that go?
I didn't say that. This is what I heard. I don't know.
So what you be giving me?
I love you, baby. We make love. See? We make love.
See?
We make love.
Yeah.
Live. As they say on the TV show, we make whoopee.
I guess. That's what you
want to
call it.
Do you have a Keep It 100 this week?
Yes, I got to Keep It 100. This is a reminder. This is my public service announcement to the parents out there. All of you parents who think that you can do a better job than the current teachers that your students and your children have, it's very important that you realize that if you use the resources that the people have put out there, more than likely you won't have to reteach your child anything. And in the events that you do have to do a little bit of supplemental education, don't get it carried away to where you start asking these questions on a town hall meeting, talking about you trying to figure out why the teacher's still getting paid because you teaching your child.
100.
Nigga, you ain't good at this. So you not finna sit here and say that the teachers ain't got no business getting paid because the teachers ain't got enough checks to begin with. They should have been getting way more money than they've been getting paid. So if you take the little check that they already getting because you done had a substitute for the last couple of weeks, and you're really not a full-time substitute teacher. You're using the resources that they have provided. They have all kinds of lesson plans.
I'm still answering emails.
Exactly. You answering emails, having live calls. You're on Zoom. You're on Teams. You're on Remind. You are sending me more emails now than I've ever seen in the whole time that you've been in school. So I feel like teachers are doing their due diligence all about their job, and they deserve every dollar. Actually, they need a couple of extra ones in the process, because some of y'all niggas is not responding, because on the town hall meeting, they also said in Leon County, you got about 60% of these kids who in certain schools have not done any of the work since they have been out due to the coronavirus. So y'all think it's a game, and these kids gonna get passed anyway. At the end of the day, you're just hurting yourself, because these are the niggas that's gonna have to live with you for the rest of their life if they don't get no damn education. So, parents, we don't need these problems. So, remember, still respect your teachers. They done had Teacher Appreciation Day, and the people ain't at the job. But y'all know the email from all them damn reminds. Send them an email, gift card, so the people can put something together and get something nice for themselves.
Po teacher inbox full of emails like tastes like candy 0686.
That's some bullshit.
Priceless diamond 29 diamond princess.
I'm done with you.
Po thing, man. My keep it 100, man. Listen, man. We all saw it last week, last Friday. It happened. King of New York, back on the streets. Tekashi 6ix9ine, free. Came out, did a live. 2 million people in the fucking live on Instagram. Then he just said he came out there, laid out. He told why he snitched. Said, yeah, he snitched. Dropped a new video. You know what I'm saying? He trolled everybody. And he got niggas tight.
100.
I'm talking about niggas is tight about this Tekashi situation. Let me tell y'all something. I seen a lot of niggas that ain't even street niggas talk about the street code and he don't live by the code of the streets. Nigga, you ain't no street nigga. All of y'all niggas that's online, that's on Twitter and shit, Twitter fringing it up, talk about the code of the streets. Y'all niggas ain't street niggas because you know what? Street niggas not on Twitter. Street niggas not on that shit. You might used to be a street nigga. You might have used to run the streets, but you don't live by the street code no more. And then y'all got to understand, a lot of these new niggas don't live by that code. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. So y'all got to stop thinking like, oh, this nigga rat. Why y'all dealing with rats? It's a whole lot of niggas in the told on niggas that y'all might be friends with. That y'all might work for. That y'all might like because he your favorite rapper. It's a whole lot. A nigga might be a basketball player. It's a whole lot of niggas that rat.
Nigga, you sound like you know something.
I'm just saying. It's a lot of niggas out there that told. It's paperwork on a lot of niggas. It's niggas in jail. It's a lot of niggas. It's a lot of rats running the streets. But y'all niggas can't act like, oh, he. I mean, listen, Tekashi, his music, is. I'm not a fan of his music at all. But I am a fan of the way he get niggas mad. That shit make me laugh. Like,
so what did he say in this new song?
Oh, I mean, a new song, he had a rat head on his face. Like, the man was wilding in the video. He basically said he told on the niggas because the niggas stole millions of dollars from him. They fucked his baby mama. They tried to kidnap him, kidnap his mama, and all kinds of shit. So he said, why should he be loyal to these niggas? You know what I'm saying? And then, like I was telling my niggas, he said from the beginning, if you get in bed with niggas, like, for instance, if me and you do crime, we get up with a nigga that don't do crime. He don't live that life. We go in business with him. At the beginning, we should know if something go down, this nigga gonna tell on us. So when that happens and he tell on us, we should already be prepared for it. So once they got in bed with this nigga and they knew he wasn't no street nigga, but they was letting him act like a street nigga and he was out there wilding out, sending hits out on niggas and doing all this wild shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they should have came to him and said, look, Tekashi, bro, you don't live this life. You need to calm the fuck down. We got soldiers out on the street that's taking bullets for you. That's out here putting in work for you. You need to calm the fuck down. You done got us into some beef. You know what I'm saying? We in too deep now. You in too deep now. And so when the police came in, the heat came down on him, he did what he only knew how to do. He snitched. He snitched out because he wasn't no street nigga. He was, you know what I'm saying? He was perpetrating the act. And they let him get in too deep. They were supposed to pull him in. Not saying what he did, he should be exonerated for what he did or whatever. I'm just saying, once you get in bed with somebody, you can't do business with a nigga that's known for stealing money. And then when he steal your money, you gonna be like, well, goddamn.
But then at the same time,
you can't be in a relationship with a nigga that's known to fuck around. And then
you expecting your pussy gonna keep him.
Yeah, your pussy. Oh no, girl, he gonna do that to me. And then when it happened, you sitting there like, you should have expected that.
Yeah.
So it's like, don't let people, people are exactly who they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then at the same time, he done had to move twice since he been out. So that means, clearly somebody got him shook enough that he ain't staying put.
I mean, hey, you know, like, listen, they're just making the police job harder. They trying to protect this man.
They ain't gonna be protected.
That's what I said. They need to move this man.
His address keep getting leaked. Mm-hmm. You moving from here, there, and everywhere. I mean, it is.
They say his girl don't want to leave the city. So, you know, they could, like, look, man, we'll take you out. They'll take his ass.
She just don't want to be with you then.
He can go somewhere else. He can go to Wyoming and get a little flat and record all his videos all day long and have no neighbor for miles and do it to live his life. But, I guess this is his story. And, I just, like I said, it's fascinating to me. just to see how mad he got niggas. I mean, they like, well, all y'all people that support him, y'all supporting the rat. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, go do some research. I heard, never mind. I'm not even gonna go there. Winner and loser time. Do you have any winners?
And I got a winner. I actually got two today. Okay. So look at, check me out.
Wow, Queen Jern with two wins. Man.
It's kind of easy because it's for the same reason.
Okay.
But nonetheless, I'm going to have to say that my winners for the day, for the week, they are at the top number one spot of the top 100s. And so the issue was the Battle of the Remix. Mm-hmm. So people was going around saying that they just knew for sure that Savage was going to have it because of the fact that Beyonce was on it. Or because Meg Thee Stallion better than these people or whatever, whatever. But it comes to find out the Battle of the Remix was won by none other than Doja Cat and Nicki Minaj for the Say So remix. So it was leaked. The first remix was leaked out the country. So they decided to make another remix. And then when they did that one, they done released both of them or whatever. But nonetheless, they hit the number one. And not only is it that it's the number one. Now, Nicki had a whole bunch of songs that was in the top 100. But this would be her first number one hit. So, shout out, I guess I'll say, to my winners, Doja Cat and Nicki Minaj, for the Say So remix that hit number one of the top 100 on the charts.
Winner!
I wish it was Nicki's first one that was actually her real song. But, you know, you're taking how you get them. So, she up there now. She up there now.
So, they beat the Beehive. Wow.
Yep. So, you a real winner, my girl.
Okay, you said. So, them your two winners.
Yeah, those are my two winners. Okay, I take us for the same thing. So.
I got you. Well, my winner, man, is Kim Jong-un.
Winner.
Kim Jong-un is the dictator of North Korea. And this past week, or the past couple weeks ago, there was rumors coming out that he was dead. And everybody thought he was dying and dead. So, you know, everything started setting in place. And then, what do you know? He faked his death so he could see who was real in his circle, and he found out who wasn't real in his circle, and I'm pretty sure he dealt with their motherfucking asses. So you are my winner, Mr. Kim Jong-un, for goddamn being on some old Machiavelli type shit. Like, nigga faked his death just to see who was loyal to him, nigga. God, dog, what? Oh, that nigga had nothing else to do, but he was bored. He was like, you know what?
I think I got a lot of fake.
There's some squares in my circle. Let's weed him out. And I mean, wow, man. So Kim Jong-un is my winner, man. Shout out to him, man. I heard we the number one podcast in North Korea, too, just so y'all know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Got any losers?
I guess I'm going to say my losers is going to be multiple people, too. All for the same thing. Any of us who end up accepting this current, if they do what they say they're going to do with the second wave of stimulus checks, they saying that if people agree to postpone their Social Security money, they saying that they're going to let us get the stimulus check, right?
Hold on. Whoa.
So I'm looking at it. It's on the Forbes website. My thing is, we would all be losing if we decided to delay our Social Security benefits.
Loser.
Because that means you have to work more years to get your or be older to now get this money, when, hell, if y'all gonna give me $5,000 for the next 6 months, that's $30,000. You really think I'm gonna get $30,000 just to postpone it so that I can wait, what, 5 more years? Shit, y'all taking money out of people like out of Yin Yang. So, if nothing else, let the government do what they're going to do. Y'all can waive them student loan debts if you want to, at least cut mine in half. But nonetheless, if we accept this, if they bring this to the table, even if they say that that's what they want to do, we have to decline it on our end. Because they ain't going to force the money on you. Mm. So, if they saying that you got to decide, if you take the money that you would have to choose to delay your Social Security benefits, I'm no. What you think?
Absolutely not. That sounds like,
because them $30,000 when you 70 years old, I'm gonna need that. I think I'm gonna need that more than I need it now. So I might need to hold off and let y'all do what y'all do with that shit.
Wow, Man, so don't fall for the banana check pipe. If you don't have no job or you have a meaningless job, yeah, take that fucking money. You know what I'm saying? But if you have a job where you have a 401k,
it ain't no need.
Ain't no need, bro. Don't fuck that up, bro. Cause
nah, they just giving away some more free money.
Yeah.
And it still ain't free because you got to claim it on your taxes. That's going to be your income.
No, you don't.
You don't think that they're going to give us another one?
They said that you don't have to, the one they gave you, you don't have to claim it. It's
legit.
It's free money.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, but my loser, man, is the 74-year-old woman who says she sent over $250,000 to online boyfriends until her bank shut her down.
Loser.
Her name is Norma. And Norma says three men needed help getting back to the United States, and she wants to help them. However, Norma's son Rodney and his wife Cindy say Norma has sent over $250,000 to these men, and she's being scammed. She has put money in shoeboxes, wiring the money through like Western Union until they shut her down. Her bank was letting her wire money, and then they shut her down, Rodney says. She ended up resorting to sending it through the mail. let me see. I want to see some of the stuff, Norma. But yeah, Norma, you're my loser because how in the hell you sending niggas money online?
For one, Norma 74. She shouldn't even know how to send nobody shit online. I just don't see how you done got online and you just wiring niggas money and shit. That's crazy.
God damn.
I mean, what's she cash happening?
Ain't he got a wiring it? Like, you know.
So she going in Walmart and the grocery store sending Western Union like,
yes, sir,
to people.
Through the mail, sending them cash, all that. She was like, yo, she was probably wiring it through the bank till the bank shut her down. Then she was probably
Ain't even had a damn money at the bank shutting you down. I mean, you writing bad checks for some dick you never got.
They stopped it because they were like, yo.
Like, what are you doing? You just running through the money.
Yes, yes. Like, they probably was in a small little town and they knew her.
All right, Norma, at the credit union, we just don't.
Norma, nine. Norma, come on now. Come on, Norma. Who you sending this money to? Jeff again?
Who's that?
Who'd you? Jim, why are you sending Jim $10,000 every woo,
every
man.
Wednesday?
So would you be mad if I had a sugar mama like that? Like online sugar mama?
No.
Ain't? You wouldn't be mad?
No, sir.
Okay.
You can sit out here and talk to her on that darn phone all day long. Mm. I mean, if you ain't fucking her, hey.
Okay. So look, any more Normas out there? Queen Jern gave me the green light. Holla at your boy.
All I can tell you is I need to get 40%.
I can agree to that. I can agree to that.
I need 40% or whatever.
I can agree to that. That's no problem.
Okay.
All right, cool. So, yeah. So, I'm looking for me a Norma now. You know what I'm saying? So, any old ladies that need a little conversation, you got a little Social Security money, you know what I'm saying, you want to get rid of, you know, let me know. You know what I'm saying?
I like Brahmins.
Yeah. You know.
I like them a lot.
And I like Buddha. I like it a lot.
Buddha, too.
Depends. Woman booty. I don't like no man booty.
I mean, we don't get down like that.
I mean, you know, you just it's 2020. You have to be. You can't just say a vague answer like, "Yo, man, I heard King Jern like booty."
And then you're right, you know, next thing right. I know, next thing you know, it's all over the internet.
I'm on Shade Room. They talking about some, you know, popular podcast. King Jern says he like booty. I don't want to be on the Shade Room saying that, man. You know, yeah, I mean, it's nothing wrong if that's what you like,
but that's not what you like.
It's not my preference.
You don't want to false advertise.
Some niggas like ranch or they wings. I don't. I like blue cheese. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. My preference. Some people detest blue cheese. I did too until I had some good blue cheese.
Exactly.
And I said, wow, like damn. Like
that'll change your life.
Yeah, I see why some like that creamy blue cheese. I see why nobody don't like that. But that real blue cheese, I was like, woof.
It'll take you there.
Yeah, man. So time for us to wrap us up, man. It's shout out time, man. You got any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Poach, and anybody and everybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
My shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, It's All Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, J Will, RT3, Rick James, bitch. Pepe J from Be More, Steph from Be More. Who else we got? We got Amazing App. We got Dragon Lady. We got Stacks, MJ Money 9S. We got Light Skin Kanye. We got Drew from DC. We got Gerard from Boston. We got the 12 Cow. and the 12 Cal Podcast. Go over there, check my brother out. Like I said, me and him did the Air Jordan episode. Go check that out. Pretty dope. Dr. Brace and everybody, Dr. Brace Network. You got the disrespectful motherfucking MJ. You got Dr. Cam, the light-skinned assassin. And then you got K-Law, the truck driver. You know what I'm saying? Go check my brothers out over there. You know what I'm saying? We got this little football league, Mad League going on, man. My team finally over 500. I'm happy. I'm 5-4. You know what I'm saying? I'm making a push for the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? It's tough, man. Them settings is tough on there, man. But, you know, it's making my Madden game better, man. So, you know, yeah, I'm learning. Any other podcasts that fuck with us, man? I see another podcast using their Black Pod Squad hashtag. I see you. I like it. But I see you. You know what I'm saying? You see who got over like 200 of them posts, 200-300. You see who it is. So just know who originated it. I might not originate. I might have made it. I mainstreamed it. But anyway. Yeah, any other people over there, that site to fuck with the kid. Anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Oh, man, shout out to Sleazy, the Black Farmer, man. I almost forgot about him.
You inspire me, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, got Queen Germ over here. She done started her little garden now, man.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, man. She got her hobby now. I'm proud, man. Her little thing.
Old lady stuff.
Yeah, man. You know, so that's all for the shout outs, man. Rate your show. It's time to rate your show.
Before I do that, I want to do a little something special for you.
Please don't sing to me.
Why not?
Do not sing to me.
That's so lame for you.
No.
I'm going to say my show got to be a 7 because I couldn't do what I want to do. Okay. I just want to sing happy birthday to my man, but you know.
That's fine. You did. And I appreciate it. You know.
I can't.
No.
Please?
No.
Why not? I mean, you ain't going to do nothing but make easy cut it out the show. If I do it anyway.
Exactly. So don't do it. Don't waste your time. You can sing to me after we get off the show.
I don't want to do that. I want to show the world how much I love you.
You do. By doing this show every week, you show the world how much you love me. And I appreciate that.
I can't even sing no love song.
No. My show, I'm going to give it a 9.9. You know what I'm saying? I think I bought it tonight. I feel good about it. You know, we had good help from the reserves. You know what I'm saying?
Good help. And that's when I say, fuck you.
But meanwhile,
I wanted to show him some love, and this is what the fuck he says.
Oh, man. Okay. So,
wrap the shit up.
Don't forget, guys, we have a Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar. Support all three Nappy Afro. So check that out. We have a voicemail. We can call in and leave a voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget to like, rate it, give it us a good rating all on them good podcast readers out there. Don't forget to share it with your friends and tell everybody about the good podcast show that me and my wife do over here. We really would appreciate that, okay?
And he can do all this bullshit.
Cause this is how I really talk. I really form my boys to talk on the podcast. I'm really a country motherfucker. Okay, I really am. That voice is hard for me to hold on to the whole show. It is whoo. So sometimes the real come out.
Okay.
But you know, I can put on my English voice and keep going. So, yeah, this is the Frocast, man. Y'all know how we get down. 404 episodes, this motherfucker. ATL episode. Get your lemon pepper wings. Go to the varsity. Get you a varsity urch. Get you a got dog on. Go to American Deli. Get the wings and Philly special. Go down to, it ain't turn the field no more. They done moved the field. It's out in Cobb. So, yeah, this is the ATL episode, man. This your boy, King Germ.
No.
And that's your girl, Queen Germ. And this was the Frocast. And we out this motherfucker. Peace. Good night, people.
And that's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com